Brian, can you put on just a couple of lights? Thanks. Luke 5, the great draft of fishes. Luke 5, 1 to 11. Egeneta de, and it came to pass, and it happened, wo yihi in the Hebrew. This is part of Luke's Septuagintal stuff. And it came to pass, en to plus the infinitive. En to plus the infinitive, while. And normally you'll have then a present infinitive connecting the action to the person because it happened while the guy was engaged in something. So, epikaisthai, to lie upon or press upon. It came to pass while the crowd was pressing upon him, and akuain, another so-called present infinitive, and hearing the word of God. So now what came to pass while this was happening? Kai autos ein, and he was, now how does that fit in? Well, egeneta de kai, and it came to pass and. That's very Hebraic, wuyihi, wu. And it came to pass, and he was standing. Now, Luke, I always denied this in Greek class, for those of you who had me for Greek, but I have to tell you that I was lying to you most of the time here. You know how autos never means he? Well, it sometimes does. And it does particularly in Luke. It's sort of a grammatical irregularity, really. But you see, you get the impression in Luke that autos means he in passages like this. It doesn't mean he himself, you know. It means kind of he underlined. And it came to pass, while the crowd was pressing upon him and was hearing the word of God, that he, not the crowd, he was hestos. Now look at that form, hestos. That's our obligatory one form of histemi per pericope form. This is a form of histemi. What is it? It's a strong perfect. By strong, we mean it doesn't have the characteristic letter of the perfect active, which would be a kappa. Hestos, hestotas, hestote, hestota would be the declension of the thing straight out. It came to pass that he was hestos standing. Now, remember how histemi works? The middle passive forms plus all the forms of the perfect, whether they're active or middle passive, are intransitive. So he was standing by himself. He wasn't making something else to stand. He was standing para the limne. A limne is a lake. He was standing at the side of the lake, Gennesaret of Gennesaret. And he saw dua ploia, two boats, hestota, standing beside the lake. Well, that's another form of hestos. This time, though, it is a neuter plural, hestota. It actually looks like a masculine singular accusative there, but the neuter plurals always are the same thing. And it's really the same form, perfect, active, and it's intransitive. So he saw the boat standing beside the lake. Now, I would imagine in the story here, this probably means that they were, if he was standing para the lake, and they were, probably they had been dragged up onto the land. I would think that that's the picture I would get here. Not that they're kind of moored in the water. Hoi de hale eis, a hale ois is a fisherman, and it's the same declension as basilois. So the plural is like basilois, hale eis. Chapter 19, that would be in the book, third declension, vowel pattern. And the fishermen ap auton from them apa bantes eplunon ta dictia. All right, plino is a verb that means to wash, clean up. Ta dictia are the nets, and apa bino is to step or go away. So the fishermen, having gone, having walked away from them, the strong aorist of bino, were, that's an imperfect, were fixing up, washing the nets. Now, there's a good example of the article being possessive. It's got to mean their nets, not the nets. It's not like there's this kind of communal net or something like that. But they were cleaning up their nets. Embas, now apobas is getting out of the boat, going away from the boat, and embas is en bino, it's being in the boat. Having gotten into one hen of the boats, ha ein simonas, which was of Simon, which was Simon's, a rote sen, he asked him apotheskes from the land, a ep an agagain oligon, to go out a little ways. Now, a couple of observations. A rote sen is from erotao, it's an aorist, and that's an ao contract verb, so you get the eta in front of the sigma. This is actually a little bit of a loose usage because erotao normally means to inquire, to get information. Aiteo is when you ask for something. Well, he's not asking for information here. He's asking for something, and erotao is used. So that's kind of a loose usage here. He asked him from the land, ep an agagain. Now, you observe in the book of Acts that when you're going with a boat, well, let's take English as an example. You know how in English we will say with a boat, put out to sea and put in to land. Now, what's this put business? Well, it's just kind of an idiom. So with Greek, anago, driving up, and katago, driving down, are the words they use for put out and put in. So when he's asking them to anago the boat, that means to put out to sea. Later on, verse 11, if you turn the page, the second word of verse 11 is katagaguntes. That's going back now. See, it's not driving down like they're sinking the boat or something like that. That's going back into sea. You see this all the time in the book of Acts when they're sailing around on the missionary journeys. I think it might either be intensive or it could be that he asked them to put out a little bit to the sea again because they had just come back. And I think that might be the thing there. Oligon is an adverbial neuter singular accusative form meaning a little ways, a little bit. Kathisas, and upon sitting down, out of the boat, edidasken tus ochlus. He began to teach the crowds out of the boats. Now, a student asked me in Greek yesterday, this is kind of an interesting question. How do you know that these forms like the imperfect can mean began to teach, used to teach, try to teach? I mean, how do you know that? I mean, since the videotapes are all burned. I think the answer is, there's really a twofold answer. One is people who are bilingual, when they translate from one language to another, you can tell by the way they do that, so translation is key. But the second answer is this one right here. It's just gotta mean, having sat down, he began to teach the crowds or continued to teach the crowds because he had taught them before. But it doesn't mean was teaching the crowds. It's gotta mean something different than that. The context simply forces you to do that. So he began to teach or he continued to teach the crowds or proceeded again to teach the crowds, something like that. Four, host. And as... Now watch this next. Epausata lalon. Now here's an interesting formation. This is from pao, which means to stop. Now pao means to stop, like I stopped the tape recorder. Transit. In the middle, this is a little unusual, usually the passive does this function. In the middle, pao means to cease. To cease doing something, intransitive. What you cease doing is expressed in the participle
And that will be in the nominative because it's the guy doing the ceasing. Okay? So this is a good classical construction. Here's how you translate it. As he ceased speaking. It's not as he ceased while he was speaking. The participle there in the nominative is called a supplementary participle. For those of you in beginning Greek last summer, we did this with objects like this. I saw him running. That's supplementary. Classical Greek also did it with some verbs, and then the nominative for the guy doing it, he ceased speaking himself. So the lalon refers to Jesus, and from laleo. As he ceased speaking, ipon, he said to Simon, ep on agage, so go on out again, put on out again, eistha bathos, bathosphere, into the deep, and chalasate. Now, chaladzo is a kind of a fishing term, or a nautical term, and you see this in the book of Acts. This is to put something down via ropes. So you lower a skiff via a rope, you lower the nets by means of ropes. So, and lower down your nets for an agron. An agra is a catch. Kai apokrithais Simon Ipen. And Simon replied and said, epistata, that comes from epistates, it's an adeclension masculine, this is an evocative, and it means master or lord. Master, de holes nictus, through the whole night, and a best construction would have an article there, which the flag on the play indicates, through the whole night, copy asantes, having toiled, we got uden nothing. So we toiled and we got nothing. De, but epi to chrematisu, but at your utterance, at your command is a little bit strong here, at your word, chalasso, I will let down the nets. Now, here's a good Lucan kind of an emphasis. Namely, the disciples in Luke, this is unlike Mark. In Mark, they're kind of dumb and dumber. In Luke, they are the followers who are obedient believers. And we're just getting to this kind of thing now in our NTI course. You can see it right here. I'm going to refer to this tomorrow in class. You can see it right here. In the disciples being positive. I mean, this doesn't mean they know everything right off the bat, because he objected here first. But they always come around. In Mark, they sort of remain thick. So here you see the positive side of this. Were you raising your hand?
Yes.
I thought you were just waving about there. All right, go ahead. Yes, all right. All right.
Bathos
means deep. Anago is to put out.
What does it mean? As in to go off in fish, or does it mean like go to the deep part of the lake?
It means the deep part of the lake. It means go into the deep. He means put out into the deep portion. That's what it is. Deep part of the lake. Well, I don't know. I think it would be by, if I remember that discussion, it's by time of day. See, you'd fish the shallow in the evening and morning, and you'd fish the deep in the middle of the day. Now, it'd be harder to fish the deep, and that's why they usually didn't do that. But that would be right, I think. And I don't know. I'd have to check up on that, but that's my understanding of it, is that the fish are going to go deeper during the daytime. They don't come up at the shore then. Okay, now, it's verse 6. And poi eisantes tuta, and having done this, sin ekleison, he enclosed. Now, that's a good historical thing. because the nets are drag nets that you go around and you enclose a school of fish. You notice, it would really be sort of deceiving to say they caught, because then your people can get the impression they were using hooks. Well, they're not using hooks. These are drag nets that they enclose a school of fish. And they enclose plethos ichthyon poly. Poly goes with plethos, a much multitude of fish. So a great multitude of fish. De ere seta de ta dictia auton. All right, de ere seta. Diaregnami is the classical form. Then they knocked off that me verb stuff, and you got diareso, double sigma. That means to rip or tear. And so how do you translate it? And their nets began to tear. That's a passive voice form because it's intransitive. Their nets began to tear. Now, again, there's an example of where the context forces you to do this with the imperfect. You can't say the nets were tearing. They weren't tearing before. See? So the nets began to tear. And kat ennoisan. That's the verb. It's a rare verb. Kata noyo. This is noyo. Look at me. Nodding. So kata noyo is to kind of signal and nod the head. I imagine this is what happened. They're with the nets. They're going like that. See? They're trying to nod and signal while they're using their hands. And having signaled to the metochois, metecho is to share. Ah, what are these? These are the partners. Oh, you say the disciples were poor? I'm not sure we would have not been surprised if we had seen the bank balance of James and John, Zebedee's sons, fishmongers. They had a couple of boats. They had partners. Yeah, I don't think they were. This wasn't a bunch of guys fishing for catfish in the evening down on the Mississippi River. These are people who've got an industry. This is probably, by the way, why Peter could actually write a letter that looks like it's good Greek. Probably had to be pretty good at this to deal industry-wise. Having nodded the head to their partners in the other boat, now two goes with syllabestai. This is two plus the infinitive, which is the same as the infinitive, to lambano with them, to take with them. So this is how you'd say it. They nodded to them to come, and elphuntes is the participle, having come to help them, to grab on with them. And notice it's the middle, so they were to do this to kind of get the job done. And elthon, they came, and epleison, they filled. That's from pimplemi, the old me verb, and then pimplemi pleso epleisa. And they filled both the boats with the result that, hoste, with the result that, bethidzestai alta. Ah, Luke's on it. Boy, Luke's doing great in this pericope. Bethidzestai, present infinitive. So what do? We can import all those kind of aspectual things that we do with the imperfect so that the boats continue to sink? No. Began to sink. Bethidzo is to sink down. 8. Idon. And Simon Peter, upon seeing, pros epesen, pros pipto, to fall at the feet of somebody, fell at the knees of Jesus, was penalized 5 yards for clipping, 15, sorry, saying, exelthe, get out from me, because aner hamartolos aime, I am a sinful aner man. Hamartolos. Remember, hamartolos, if you're using it alone, is sinner, but it's really an adjective meaning sinful. I am a sinful man. Kyrie, Lord. Ooh, well, is that Kyrios, Lord, Yahweh, or is it just Sir? I think it's probably more than that, especially in Luke.
Thambosgar, for astonishment. Peri esken auton kai pantas tu synauto. And for astonishment had encircled, peri echo had gotten around him and all the guys with him at the agra. Remember I said agra means a catch. At the catch of fishes, hon, which, sun elabon, which they had gotten together. Note the hon, please. This is another little grammatical nicety. This is the assimilation of the relative. That is not cannibalism of your family, but it is the relative pronoun assimilating to the case of the antecedent. Now, what should have been the pronoun? The pronoun should have been ha. The fish, which, fishes, which they had caught. But Luke assimilates that to the fact that the genitive, ichthyon, that's genitive, so the relative is also genitive. Now, folks, this only happens in one set of circumstances, and that is this. You know, you're talking about classical Greek. This is a classical construction. The relative pronoun has to have been, supposed to have been, accusative. And the antecedent must be either genitive or dative. It's the only way it works. It can't be nominative. And if it'd be accusative, it'd be the same thing. I mean, then it'd just be right. So basically, it's going to assimilate to a genitive or a dative, but only if it would have been an accusative, just like this right here. In other words, I always say this kind of tongue-in-cheek. The assimilation of the relative is really the way you guys in beginning Greek thought relatives ought to work. In other words, that they ought to just reflect the case of their antecedent. If the antecedent was genitive, hey, and the relative is genitive. That's really the way this kind of works. Okay, 10. Homoios, similarly, also, James and John, sons of Zebedee, hoi, who, eison, were koinonoi, who were sharing in common with Simon. Hey, this is quite an operation here. We got quite a few people, because the people helping them aren't James and John, they're other guys, hired people.
Is there what's the technical difference between those sin here? What was the word used
for? Oh, the metochoi?
Yeah.
I think those are actually their partners. Those would be like the business partners.
Oh.
I take this as that the koinonoi are, I mean, they're helping them either on a formal or informal basis, or I mean they're associated with them. I don't know if I would say friends exactly.
It's a lesser level.
I think it's probably a less official level than this other thing. Yeah, right. And Jesus said to Simon, "Me phobou, stop fearing." Sever the connection. Stop fearing. From the now time, anthropous esse zogron. Now, I want you to look at that form zogron. You can see the word zoe, or life, and the last part is that agra, that grasping, catching that we had. So, this is what it says. From the now time, from now on, you will be catching alive people, human beings. And zogron is catching people alive. So you're going to be doing that, and their lives will be changed. That, by the way, is a periphrastic form. That esse is second person singular, future indicative middle, and it's a periphrastic with zogron because that's a masculine singular nominative participle. Kai, kat agagontes, so having put the boats in, there's our katago verb, to the land, afentes, that's from hiemi, aorist active participle, having left all things, ekalutheson, they followed him, and akalutheo takes the dative. We got to give Andy time here. Let me just make the observation that when you're preaching on this passage, I think the one thing that is really the challenge is not to allegorize. Putting out in the deep means moving out into the deep issues of society, you know, that kind of stuff.
And I've heard it preached, stepping out in faith, and you know, and that kind of stuff. I think what you have here is our Lord's, I mean, the proleptic coming of the reign and rule of God, our Lord being Lord over nature and everything like this, calling the people in connection with his mighty word and so on like that. And so you have to watch out with a pericope like this, because the allegorizing is just, kind of right at hand. Okay, Andy?